what we usually mean by love and what it means in a conceptual system by Andersen Storm. In everyday life, we use the word love to talk about many different things. It might mean a strong emotion, closeness, trust, the sense of being connected, or simply that we really like someone. The words become a kind of umbrella for experiences that feel good, important, or deep. The stronger the feeling, the more likely we are to call it love, even if it doesn't last very long or isn't felt the same way by both people. In this everyday sense, love is often said to show how much someone means to us. The phrase, "I love you," is meant to express, "You are very important to me, I want to be close to you." This feeling is real, but the word love is being used for many different things at once. In a conceptual system of the book, though, love means something entirely different. It's not a feeling and not a relationship between people. Here, love refers to the field in which everything can begin. It's a condition that makes experience possible at all. It's what allows anything to happen, what makes connection and encounter possible. This kind of love isn't something we choose, divide, or lose. It's not a feeling. It's what makes feelings possible. It's what holds everything. When people feel love in everyday life, that feeling is not wrong, but in a conceptual system, that feeling is not the same as love itself. It's seen more as an echo, a moment in which someone comes close to the deeper field that carries us. It's a real and important experience, but it's not the field itself. That leads us to the key difference. In everyday life, love often means the feeling of being carried. In a conceptual system, love is what carries, even when we don't feel it. This difference isn't meant to confuse, but to clarify. It shows that our feelings are meaningful, but they are not everything, and it opens the idea that love might mean more than we usually assume. So, in a conceptual system, love isn't something we say or do. It's what makes it possible for two people to meet at all. But when someone says, "I love you," they're expressing something real in everyday terms. A moment of closeness, of meaning, of wanting to be near. And that feeling is true. It matters. Even if it's not the field itself, it can be a sign of being near it.